Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to me. Thanks for listening to me, because, you know, you're listening. Anyway, so today I officially started homeschooling my children, I guess, because yesterday was an okay day, but you know how it goes. It's always a transition period. You remember when you started on a Wednesday and you had those first 2 days to kind of just get comfortable with getting back into school? Well, that's basically this week. I always emphasize MLK Day because, you know, he had a dream that one day this homeschool thing would be real easy. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, that's just my take. I'm always trying to make jokes because being a single mom is stressful as all get out. Yay. But anyway, so today I was working on my lesson plans because I have to rework them for my 5-year-old. It's rather interesting to go over old lesson plans and realize that the way that I had written them, I have a new resource that I could use that makes it so much easier. And I was thinking about, even though I'm adding in a new resource, insert the Tuttle Twins, and their new history curriculum to replace Story of the World, I was going over a question that someone asked me about what is my method or approach to educating my children. It's classical. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And while thinking about the classical traditional method with its 3 parts, I was thinking about a little bit deeper into it. The classical method encompasses the grammar, the logic, and the rhetoric stage. And while I was reading up on the classical method, I came across Charlotte Mason. And to me, the classical method is time-tested. That's how we've been learning since the beginning of time. You lay the foundation, you explore the foundation, you expand upon the foundation, and then you articulate and express the foundation. That's basically all it is to me. That's basically the classical method of education in a nutshell. But as it has evolved over the years, in I think it's the 18th century, Charlotte Mason had expanded upon the classical method, which is why some people seem to confuse the classical method and Charlotte Mason. To me, they're one and the same. The only difference is that she had a more gentle approach when it came to teaching children. She thought of them as a whole person. She thought of them as little adults, which makes sense. They are people. Once they learn how to communicate, they have their own opinions, their feelings, and thoughts on certain things. Now, granted, we as adults, we are tasked to correct their false, flighty, imaginative view of the world and bring them back down to earth and ground them in the reality of how things work down here. But in all essence, they are little human beings that are exploring the world for the first time. And to me, Charlotte Mason was kind of reminding me not to impose so much of my experience onto my child. Now, Charlotte Mason takes the literature approach, which I wholly agree with, but it's not just the classics, it's living books, currently written perspectives that I totally agree with. We can't just keep reading 1984 and Fahrenheit 151 and all the likes over and over again and not include any new titles. So that's one thing that I took from her that I felt was expanding upon the classical method and included in the lower grade, in the grammar stage, with my 5-year-old. Along with some of the philosophical books, you know, like Are We Doing Nothing and The Map of Me and those little books that you could see in my book list that I think I'm going to put on Books, Binders, and Belief. But that's a whole other project. I'm doing a whole lot of stuff, man. I'm busy. But I'll get there at some point. My children will probably be graduated before I get there. No, I'm just kidding. So with Charlotte Mason, she also emphasizes nature study and basically going outside and playing with your children. And that's just a given to me. I mean, how were people not doing that with their 4 and 5 year old children? And why were they not going outside to play? So nature study is basically just being a little bit more intent on what it is you're doing outside. Actually investigate the grass and the, I was going to say polyps, Lord have mercy, the dandelions and so on and so forth, the little slugs and worms and things that you see in the grass and the bulbs on the trees or the twigs that might have fallen and the leaves themselves. It's rather interesting how Charlotte Mason just basically had to tell a group of men, get your head out of a book and go explore the world. That's basically all Charlotte Mason was doing. The female perspective on the classical education is one that is not just analytical, it's also abstract, or I should say concrete, but men tend to focus on the rigor and the lockstep of things without going with the flow. That is what the female perspective brings into it. That is what Charlotte Mason brought into the classical method. And that's what I understood she meant by focusing on the whole child. Not just the analytical side, but also the imaginative abstract side. Having fun, playing with your imaginary friends, mimicking what they see. That's natural to a 5-year-old. Now, once they get the foundation and they engage in education to a point where they're actually in love with learning and discovery, then you enter the rigor of notation, dictation, memorization. Once they get to be about 8 or 9, that's where the traditional classical method comes in. Although at this point, I've progressed them to the logic stage. They're not stuck in the grammar stage. The approach of gathering the grammatical stage of information was processed through the Charlotte Mason method. Now, in the logic stage, we're focusing on expanding, reading more on your own, doing dictation and book reports and composition and all of that good stuff, where we're actually building science projects and we're doing 3D coding models and all that good stuff when it applies to math. All up until we get to my high schooler's age, where we're basically just doing the Socratic method and we're just discussing and debating, and I'm asking him to get concrete facts to support his ideas and to support his decisions that he's making. And it's a beautiful thing that laying the foundation, opening his eyes with the exploratory phase of the so-called Charlotte Mason method, and then being a little bit more rigorous in the middle stages and allowing him to explore all of those things that he was introduced to in the Charlotte Mason method. And then coming out the other side and being able to debate with those hard facts. Now he's learning how to hone his debate skills and hone his research skills. It's amazing. I keep saying he, but you need to understand I have 3 boys. So I apologize if it's confusing. I have a 5-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an almost 15-year-old. So I'm literally in all 3 stages of the classical method. And to see the beauty of it is just amazing. To go from Charlotte Mason to the traditional, if you will, classical method in the middle of just basically the logic stage, and then going into the Socratic method in the rhetoric stage
of the three-part phases of the classical method, it's exhilarating for a person like me that is excited by finding the connections between things and how they are expressed in my life in a meaningful way. And I hope that you are encouraged to find the meanings and connections between things so that you could express them in a meaningful and purposeful way in your life. If nobody told you they love you today, I do. I love you. Goodbye.